You know, just one day at a time. You know, every day is different. And, you know, just trying to make the most out of each day, learning from those guys when they're in. And whenever I get an opportunity, trying to learn from some of the mistakes that I make and some of the things that I do.
One more question for me. Just the idea of Bill the other day talked about how there's, you know, we're where we are right now when it comes to quarterbacks. We got three guys. You know, we're happy with that group. When you hear a coach say something like that, you know, is that a level of faith, a level of trust? What does that say about you?
Definitely. I mean, it makes the position a lot more, you know, not as hectic. You know, he made the call. And, you know, you just go out there and do your job, and whatever happens just happens. And, you know, we all got each other's back, and just wanting the best for the whole team.
Chris made the comment about the quarterback landscape and how, you know, you'll enter as the backup. Not a lot of rookies who are going to walk in and immediately be the backup on a team of this success level. How do you look at that opportunity? Do you say to yourself, I don't want to see another quarterback coming in here for any tryouts at any point over the next 3 weeks? I'm taking this job.
You know, I just got to do my job and, you know, put my best foot forward and just go out there and do my best. And whatever happens from there on is not my call. So I only can control what I can.
You still very excited about the opportunity to go out in an NFL field and play? I mean, tomorrow being the
same. Oh, definitely, man. It's a blessing to be able to play the game that we love and go out there and do it in front of the fans. And, you know, I mean, it's a great opportunity each day we get to step on the field.
Last one, just real quick. Your accuracy has been outstanding in some of these drills. What did it look like to you when you watched the film back the other day? Because as Belichick often says, it's quarterback is accuracy.
You know, I mean, you can never be too accurate. You know, you gotta find those spots. And each play is different. Each spot is different because you never know what the defense is going to do, so you just got to make sure you're on time with receivers.
As you make this transition, college to NFL, what's been the most eye-opening change to you?
You know, just not starting over, but, you know, it's a new opportunity, and, you know, you got to re-implement everything about football over again. You know, you get that long break from college to you get to a camp, and, you know, just getting adjusted, and but I think it's going fine.
How much faster is it?
Just depends on if you know what you're doing or not. Then you can slow it down. If you don't, then it speeds up.
How do you feel you're doing in that area?
I don't know. I mean, I'm hanging in there, I guess. But, you know, it's a different opportunity every day. You know, just trying to get better, make the most out of the opportunity.
Is there a throw that you're most comfortable with? Like, I thought up the right seam to 86 in the game was beautiful. Is that your throw or is there?
I mean, just whatever I got to do. You know, Derby's made a good play on that, and you know, just looking forward to more opportunities to make those type of plays.
And I do have to ask you, carrying the pads after practice, what's your thought on that?
I mean, I got to do it. you know, hopefully it'll go away a little bit sooner, but nah, it's a part of the process, so I'm having fun with it.
Sometimes both of you. I mean, sometimes 12 and 10.
Yeah, then I just got to put them on and just walk out of here.
It's another reason they better not add another guy.
Well, I don't know about that. That's another story for another time.
What was that first experience just like last Thursday against the Saints? I mean, were you nervous? You know, you kind of walk out to the field, you see everyone's kind of your first NFL.
No, it was great. You know, it's what you dream of as a little kid. And it lived up to be everything that you thought of. And, you know, it was fun. Go out there and just be back in the huddle, be back on the field, and just doing what we love.
Taking game reps like that almost make maybe the practice reps easier in a sense where you've kind of had the nerve build up and you were able to perform?
You know, each day, I mean, you come out to practice and you're playing against some of the best players in the world, so that's like a game in itself. So, you know, you got to go out there and just every day is a game, like, so try to make as much like it'll be on a game day as possible.
Right. You're not getting a ton of reps with Jimmy and Tom. I mean, is it almost like you feel like each one is even heightened the importance just because you know you're not going to get a lot?
You know, I mean, I never know until I get out here, but, you know, whenever I get a chance to get reps, you just got to make the most of it and learn from those guys. You see me behind the huddle and just trying to learn as much as possible without being in there.
A lot of us are talking about Joe Tooney and the performance that he's had out there. Can you give an assessment of your former college teammate as to how he's done?
He's doing a really good job. You know, I mean, you can't ask for a better teammate than him. You know, coming from college and doing what he did in college, it's good to see him doing well.
I don't want to say an art because that's not the right word, but when you got to take take a little bit off it sometimes. Like, you have, seems like a really strong arm, but there are some throws you probably want to take a little bit off of it. Is there a process that you go through to try to, you know, perfect that aspect of quarterback?
You just got to tell yourself, don't throw it so hard. You know what I mean? You go out here and you practice just throwing those routes with the different speeds of the ball and different timing of the receivers and things like that. So when it comes to the game, it's kind of second nature.
Remember the first time in your life when you thought you'd be at this level?
Say it again?
Remember the first time in your life you thought you'd get to this level?
I still don't think it's real sometimes.
There wasn't a time when you were a kid.
I mean, you know, you dream of this opportunity and this situation. But to have it like play out is awesome. So, you know what I mean? I'm happy and I'm blessed to be here.
What's the one thing you've taken from Tom?
One day at a time. That's about it.
Still cashing rides to practice with Joe Tooney?
No. Not anymore.
You got a car? Yeah, I got my car.
How
long did that last?
I don't know. I can't even remember. Yeah. But now I don't have to rely on him to give me a ride.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.